ceiling. Brochatoi in Malachon Shach and Nevoah.
Amen. We're up to Daf Samach, Samach, Beis Amid Beis. Okay, we're up to Samach Beis Amid Beis. We're up to Sugya Duber B'Yanai. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, the sugi begins every yana. Yasi perishmius miani and uparbu lubashmius. Okay, new sugi, brand new sugi. It's a hard sugi. The next two daf are pretty hard. A lot of alumnus. It's heavy. It's thick stuff over here. The next two daf. We'll learn two daf tonight. The very yana, yasi perishmius miani. He went and he borrowed. He borrowed perishmius miani and uparbu lubashmius. He told the Ani, do me a taiva, you have per shvius, give it to me. And when he borrowed the shvius, he consumed per shvius before the Zman beer. But he owed them money.
What's that halacha? Please remind me.
Nothing wrong. No halacha.
What happened? There's per shvius?
Yes, per shvius has kedusha. The laws of shvius is the peris must be consumed before the Zman beer. As long as the peris are available in the fields for the animals.
So we're talking about the seventh year.
The seventh year of Shemitah, the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. There's fruit that have grown, svichim. Fruits that have grown right. have grown wild.
And these fruits, not perennials.
What's that word mean?
You plant every year.
Perennial means you plant every year? I never heard that word before.
Huh?
I never heard that word before.
Never heard that word before?
You watch for you that word.
that's below the belt. That's a good one. Perennial.
Perennial. By flowers, they say perennial.
Perennial, lasting or existing for a long or apparently infinite time, enduring or continually recurring.
That's what you're talking about. You're a perennial that keeps on going. Keeps on going.
Now, perennial needs to come back.
Keeps on going. No, it comes back automatically. So svichim.
How many grows by itself? It's the seventh year.
These are the leftover of
it grows by itself. And this
I planted strawberries once in my backyard one year.
Yeah.
And the next year, I didn't plant. There was a few that came back. I mean, one came back for one year. That was it.
See, now I'm stuck to see. Yeah, see, just one year. It grows by itself. So it grows by itself. So the halacha is this fruit has kedusha shvius. You're not allowed to conduct business. You're not allowed to.
The stuff that's left over.
It's an apple tree.
And it has to be consumed before, if you take it into your house, you have to consume it before the Zman Bir.
What is the Zman
Bir? Is when it's available in the wild for the animals. If this what you have taken into your house, there's something very similar, same exact product. You've taken the strawberries, right? Take strawberries into your house. Out in the field, out in the wild, far, far away, there are wild strawberries. Are those strawberries still there? Or by this time of the year, have they already rotted, decayed?
If this
time of the year strawberries do not last, they're gone already, they're already destroyed. So then you have an obligation to remove from your home any strawberries you have in your closet. Let's say
that's Zman Bir?
Yeah, that's called Zman Bir.
Zman Bir can fluctuate.
Exactly. Every fruit has a different Zman Bir. So if, let's say, the Shri starts in Rosh Hashanah.
Right. And let's now, say, we're, now we're middle let's say, say, now we're middle Shri's right now.
Strawberries, they blossom in Chodesh Nisan. Aleph Nisan.
Let's say
Rosh Hashanah, is Shri's begins. And let's say, for example, strawberries blossom in Nisan, Chodesh Nisan. Is when they're in full blossom. But by Chodesh Sivan, they're gone. There's no more strawberries. They're gone. So you come out in Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Nisan, you harvest all the strawberries and you put them in your freezer. You store them, you make out of them, you make some puree, and you put it in your freezer and you have it thrown in your freezer and you keep it the whole Pesach, Nishan, and Iyar, and now you're up. It's Erver Chodesh Sivan. Erver Chodesh Sivan. Strawberries that are out in the field, out in the world, are gone. The sun has beaten down upon them to the degree where they're no longer where they have been. They have fallen off the tree, whatever it is, and they're gone. They disappear. They wither. They wither and they're no longer edible. So since it's no longer edible for animals out in the wild, you now have to go into your freezer, go to the puree. Strawberry puree that you have made in your freezer, take it out of the freezer and throw it in the garbage. because that's called the Zman beer. If it's no longer available for the animals in the field, you know, you're no longer allowed to keep it in your home. No, that's really a Meister Sheni. That's Meisters. That's Meister Rishon, Meister Sheni, and Truma. And Truma's Meister. Zman beer is Erev Pesach. That's the Erev Pesach. That's one of the main reasons why you live in the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. It's not because of Hinei Anochi Shlelchem Eiseli HaNavi. It's because it says, it says, the Meiser, the Parsha, it says, the pasuk in the beginning of the Haftorah talks about Meiser. One of the primary reasons why you learn the Haftorah is not because, like people think, it's because of the Anochi. If that would be the main reason, then you would start with that pasuk, and you'd go weiter. That's the last pasuk. You start with the sugya of Meiser to remind the Welt, it's now Erev Pesach, and you have an obligation this week to do Biur Meiseris. You have an obligation to remove from your home all of the maestros.
We're going off topic, but okay. So
Vita.
this Beyan over here, so what happened? He got...
So only poor people had in their possession Perishvias.
Which they were allowed to have.
And they were allowed to have. They were allowed to have. And a rich man said to the poor man, I'm making a simcha, I'm making a simcha tonight. Yes. The Beyan was a rich man, yes. He was a rich man.
It doesn't have to be, right? It could be middle class. Whatever, also, middle class also.
The Beyan Yatsi, what did he borrow? The poor man had in his possession fruits of shvius. So he said to the poor man, listen, I am making a simcha tonight, I'm making a shavrachas, I'm making a avart, I need some food, there's nothing to buy in the store, do me a toy, give me whatever you got in your freezer, give it to me, and I'll pay you back money. I'll pay you back. You got to do that. Problem though is, he did not pay them back the money, and of course, when he pays them back, what is the halach when he pays them back? When you pay them back the money has the same kiddush as shvius. So therefore, if these poor people, let's say I gave you the, it's 2 months, from the time that the strawberries blossom until they're no longer found in the field, it's 2 months. So now it's let's say it's Hay Nisan, and the poor man has brought the strawberries into his freezer. The rich man says, do me a favor, give me your strawberries in the freezer that you've harvested 5 days ago, and I'll pay you back. Now, if he would give them money, if he would go and give them money, pay them back, then the money would have the same kedusha as shvius, which means that the poor man who now gets $10 has an obligation to consume, to spend that $10 and consume it before Rosh Chodesh Sivan.
Why not until time when it's not in the field anymore?
That's exactly that. And our example is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Therefore, it's called Chilufei Shvius. Anything that you exchange for shvius has the same kedusha as shvius. Therefore, the poor man has an obligation to consume the money before Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But what happened? The rich man did not pay back the poor man. He let the whole year pass. The whole year passed. They're not paying back. Now, it's a very big problem because Shmita in Mishael B'Soif. So I guess the poor man made had a prizbal. The poor man, Erev Hashem, made a prizbal because remember, Biyana, he owed him the money. And now it comes.
I need a prizbal when they make it.
At the end of the year, before the end of the year. You make a prizbal.
Before the end. Yeah,
before the end of the year.
You don't have to make it beginning of the year.
It's not like assumption. This whole thing before this. We pass on this. In Shmita Mishael El B'Soif.
Because if he made it in the beginning and this chayv happened in the middle, how would that work?
Oh, very good. You're right, correct, you are correct, you are right. Correct.
It's not how What's going on with the phone?
I'm just shutting it off, make sure it vibrates.
So, over here, he went to give the money, he gave them money, and then he did not pay them back. And the loan is not mishamit because they made a principle. You have to give them for the Gemara, and now it's a year later,
He paid to them in the 8th day?
In the 8th year. So the problem
So now they have Shvius money.
I give you $10 a year later. The problem is, when I give you the money a year later, it's way, way past the Zman Biur.
It's interesting, why would he have to go to the 8th year? Why don't you just give an example? It was after Zman Biur.
That's really what it means. That's all the Gemara means. Yeah. Nothing more than that.
It's automatically, if it's 8th year, it's automatically.
Automatically, it's Zman Biur. So therefore, the Bera B'Yanai, the Bera B'Yanai, Yasei, Peri, Shvius, He, Barbe, Shmanim, Bepar, Lubish, Shmin, He paid them in the 8th year. Also, Amru, Leil, Rabbi Yochan. So the poor man, they got the money, and they came to Rabbi Yochan and says, what should we do with the money? He gave us the money a year later, and it's passed as Zman Biur. Everyone knows Chilufei Peri Shvius has the same Kiddush of Shvius as Zman Biur has passed.
Only
Yosin of Din, they have done correct. The Bera B'Yanai has done Kehalacha. The money is yours. Adarab, he did you a toiva. You see, Rabbi Yanai did. The Chesed.
Why isn't it a Kiddush?
It's not. That's what I was going to say. Very good. Why is the mutter? Rabbi Yanai, he didn't really need the Peri Shvius. It was a subterfuge in order to be mahan of the poor man, because the poor man would have to throw it in the garbage in a couple of days when the Zman Biur arrives.
So he froze it. He freeze-dried it into... into money.
Into money. So the money was muta forever. The muta going to the bank account.
The money isn't, then it's not mischalakis.
It's not mischalakis. Why not? Why not? Because the Gemara is now going to explain the lamdas why that's so. Let's hold on to our wagon. We'll see why. Uchinegdan, the Gemara says, and if you want to know the side of Shvius, you have to go learn the sugya of Esnan Zayna.
Wow.
So now we're going to learn a whole sugya. Okay, everything they never told you at Esnan Zayna, we're going to learn tonight.
Lovely.
Everything you wanted to know about Esnan Zayna, you've come to the right place. So where's the Olam over here? What happened?
Okay, they're coming. It's too early.
These are all Bachar.
10 minutes.
All the people over here, then they're all Bachar.
I'll be here in 10 minutes.
Who has the Misyonis over here, right?
10 minutes.
Uchinegdan to Esnan Mutter. The time in the bright star. Here we go. Nasan La, man gives a woman the loy balech, and he was never ba upon this woman. He gives her a sheep. Or let's say balech, he was ba upon the isha, the loy nas, he never gave her an es, the loy nas, he never gave her a gift. So it says something very bizarre. Esnana
Mutter. What does it say, the loy balech?
The Gemara, the Tanya, look at the Brisa.
I mean,
the Gemara?
Mr.
The Tanya.
Go back again.
The Tanya.
I said,
but Esnan Mutter. When you compare the laws of Shvius to the laws of Esnan Zayna, what is the halach of Esnan Zayna? Tell the mission, tell the Brisa. A man gives a Zayna, he gives her an animal, the loy ba'alecha, and he never has relations with her, or ba'alecha. V'loy nosal, he never gives you anything. So both of these examples, esnona mutter, the animal is mutter to be offered as a korban.
So if he never gave her anything, then what's the esnona?
Right, so it doesn't make, exactly, this whole thing doesn't make one bit of sense. Right. Exactly. So the Gemara right away goes through many, many revisions to make sense out of this. Nosan law, first of all, first case. He told him, what are you going to say to me? Nosan law, he gave her the esnon, v'loy bo lech, pshit, of course. An esnan, by definition, means he gives you a payment. He never paid. He nothing happened. It's not called esnan. The second case certainly doesn't make any one bit of sense. Baal lech, he was baal upon a v'loy nasan law. Hello, you have law v'loy meeting. You didn't hear anything. So what's the shayla over here? The came v'loy nasan law. My esnan amut. What does that mean, mutter? So both of these statements make no sense.
There is no esnan.
There is no esnan. So it doesn't make any sense. Elo b'machika. My nasan law is nasan law v'lech. It means here's what it means. Nasan law. He gives the money. V'yachik baal lech.
After this time, there's a waiting period.
He gives it to her.
The waiting period.
He gives it to her. V'yachar kach. So how is that? So we're changing the girsa. Instead of it saying v'loy bo'aleha, we're changing the girsa to make sense. Nosan law the achar kach bo'aleha.
And it's loy bo'aleha miyad. That's the point.
No, it doesn't say that. Yeah, that's the next kasha. It says here nosan law. He gave her the achar kach bo'aleha. So it says over the esnan is mutter. Oh, it doesn't make any sense either. This revision. What have we done now? We've changed the girsa. Instead of saying v'loy v'aleha, we've changed it to ubo aleha. A man gives a woman, here's an animal, for payment for the service, and then he makes use of the service.
Obviously it's also.
But it says in the price that it's mutter.
No, in the other case.
What? It says here, we've changed the girsa. Come on, you're normally so swift. Ella hachi kamar.
The subject matter is throwing me off, I'm sorry.
Ella hachi kamar. Nosan law, he gave the woman an animal.
Right.
So what is he going to say ultimately? He's going to say it's mutter. Before we say the word, does that make any sense? How can it be mutter? If a man gives a woman an animal.
Because
what?
It's supposed to be payment for the maestro.
So what is it?
So this was, there was
too payment.
Long, but there was too long of a.
No, there's no delay.
There was a delay.
There's always a delay.
Sit in over here.
There's always a delay.
No, because
it was not Shasikl. It was a long.
Not only Shasikl, but
what's Shasikl?
Whatever.
So worked up about this.
Why not? Just tell
you. Yeah.
We're not worked up.
Yeah.
Don't work up.
I have to go tell Rabbi Shuron. Right.
Bottom line is obviously the Gemara is not
done. It's not being done in the right fashion.
It is in the right fashion.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're supposed to give the payment afterwards.
No, you don't.
Not before.
No. You give the payment before. In advance. No. A deposit. What are you talking about? Since when don't you give a deposit? He gave her the woman.
This is cash.
Tamar and Yehuda. She demanded, give me in advance. And he told her, I have nothing to give you. If that's the case, give me your choytzim, your psila, and your matah.
We're trying to draw an analogy between this and
Pesach. We're not up to the analogy yet. Yeah. Let's first get the...
He's bringing the analogy right over here.
Jumping, let's first get the case before we get to the analogy. It says here that we've changed the gears. The gears, I mean, the man gives the woman payment. And then the service is done. And it says that it's mutter. Does that make any sense to you?
Sweetheart.
It should be usher.
My dear friend, it could have just said, tachikama, no son-law. Ubala, what's this achakach? What's this lotion achakach? What do we have to stick that in for?
Okay, the Gemara doesn't understand. Okay, fine.
Obviously, you have to even die in the lotion of the Gemara.
Okay, let's go one step at a time. Okay, you're onto something. Very good.
You're forcing me to be onto something.
But the Pashto says everything here is done kedas uchadin. Everything here is done. The achar kach, he gave her the money.
Obviously, it was achar kach.
Yehuda v'tamar, she said him.
Okay, fine. We know that.
No, tiki no washi.
Oh, right? No, next to the case.
You got to pay in advance. No son lof yachach bo'alecha. Oi, or bo'alecha. He was bo'alecha. The achar kach. No son lo esmano. Mutter. Okay, that's the revision of the Braisa. Select the Gemara. Wait a minute. Both of these cases don't make any sense. No son lo. If he gives her the animal, the achar kach bo'alecha. How in the world can this be mutter? Lechi bo oleha, when the maisa happens, lechol Allah iser esnan limafreya. That is the most normal case possible. The man gives the woman the animal. Okay. He's then bo upon her. The prohibition is chal upon the animal. The animal cannot be offered on the mizbech as a carbon.
Which means how could it be mutter?
How could it be mutter? What's the shaila? Everything is up. Also, the Gemara, that's only case number one. And case number two, we have yet to discuss. So the Gemara says, "Chiddush Amar Rabbi Lazar, kishakadma v'hikwi vasai." The case of was going, and she jumped the gun. That before she provided the service, so therefore she took the animal immediately and she brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. She brought it as a korban. So ein hachinami, if she would delay. And he would be bought upon her, and then in a chanami retroactively, the prohibition is hal upon the animal. But since she did not, she delayed, and she took the animal immediately to the Beis HaMikdash and was makar it as the carbon. So Nimela, we say the carbon is a kosher carbon because the mice did not yet happen. And once the carbon, bygones be bygones. Once the animal was offered, at that moment in time, there was no service yet provided. Nimela was a kosher carbon. That's a chiddush. Uh-huh. That's a chiddush. So the mice, wait a minute, this also doesn't make any sense. You know why? Because man of shach. Does she own it? Yes or no? When you give a deposit for a service,
right.
And let's say the
it's escrow is held in escrow.
So the purse doesn't provide the service. Can you get your money back?
Depends. Of course, you stipulate it.
So let's say if he said to the woman, if the man gives this animal to the woman, the man says to the woman, listen, you know what? I'm giving you this animal no matter what, even if you fail to provide me with a service, it's your animal. It's your animal. Then the halach is the animal has no shyness to the service. Because since if she will not provide the service, she will be unable to go to court and demand it back, a refund.
Right,
so let's say she doesn't demand the service. So she goes to the Rav.
Right.
And he says to the Rav, he's a Ghana.
Right.
I want my animal back. I did not provide the service. What service are you talking about? Rabbi, that's none of your business. There was an arrangement between me and this man. He gave me money. And I was supposed to provide a service. He gave me money.
I was providing the service.
And now he wants the money. He wants it back. So the answer, of course it goes back. No, the answer over here is going to the case when the man gave her the money, when the man comes to the Rav, I want my money back. When the man, the case does not demand it back, because the man said to the woman, I'm giving you the animal no matter what.
Be an interesting conversation for them to be having.
No matter what. You're going to have this. Oh, if that's talking the case that the man cannot get back the money in the event that she does not provide the service, that is not called an Esnan Zoyna. Esnan Zoyna has to be a payment and held in escrow until the service is provided or not provided. But if the money is given unconditionally, it's a non, what's the term in the business? It's a non...
Unconditional?
No, you don't get your deposit back. Non-refundable. It's a non-refundable deposit.
Time of the essence.
Okay? If the Esnan Zoyna was a non-refundable deposit, then there's no the Esnan Zoyna. The whole mahus of Esnan Zoyna is where it's refundable. So you saw it. You learned the Yisoy thing. You come to the street, you learned the Yisoy. Esnan Zoyna does not apply to a non-refundable deposit. Right. So therefore, E, the Amalakini Lulachmi Akshop, Shita the Shah, the whole less of Bishas Bishpia, because once he gave her to keeps, it serves for keeps. And the Mela, of course, it's going to be Mutter, the whole less of Bishas Bishpia, because she got to keep it even before there was an Aveiro done. Since it's non-refundable, it's considered to be a gift. If the case is going where he did not give it to her, period, he did not give it to her. If he did not, he told her, no, it's going to be a refundable deposit. Then it's not a kosher korban. This was last week's parsha. Adam, you have to bring what's your property. In order for a korban to be a kosher korban, you must own the korban. If you do not own the korban, it's not a kosher korban. So if a man gives her a deposit, if the man gives you a deposit and the man says you only get to keep this in the event that you provide the service, if you do not provide the service, then I demand a refund. So in the meantime, really, it's an escrow. In the meantime, it's not really hers. If it's not really hers, if she brings this animal to the Beis HaMikdash, the first question the Kohanim ask a person when you bring a carbon is it yours? Like by Kedushin, under the Chuppah, they ask the Chassan, do you own this ring? Did your father or your Shver give you this ring to keep? That's your property. And if the answer is no, then it's not a kosher Kedushin. The same thing, you come to the Hamish, they asked the woman, is it your animal? And she said, no, it's not my animal because this was given to me as a deposit for an aver that I'm going to do in the near future. So they're going to say, I'm sorry, it's not your property.
Go
it's
to
not
the aver and come back then.
No, exactly, yeah, exactly, right, exactly. So therefore, on the Kinder Meyash, the Heichi Mosim Kabbalah, the Ishkiyakish is based on Kodesh Rechmana, a man is Mathish his home. What's the word Beisai? The word Beisai is an unusual word that is in this pasuk. The person gives Makdish, Kodesh Arachmana Ma Beisai B'Rishusai, Avkol B'Rishusai. So what's the Nepshat? Elo, Demolo, he told the Lehevi Kabach, the word here is the word Maskana. Okay, one more line until we get to Nusugya. El Demolo, Lehevi Kabach Ad Shas Bia, the Mitztirich Lich Kini Me Achshav. A very unusual case, a very bizarre case. The case, and that's the one that comes from the Brisa. The man says to the woman, listen, I'm giving you here this animal. The MS is, I really want that it should be refundable. I want, and therefore, you know what, take it. And if you do not provide service, I'm going to come to you and demand it back. But I'm telling you, I trust you. In the event that you have a need, if there is a circumstance that arises where you need the animal to be yours for some event, then I give you permission. You can take it, you can acquire it at that moment in time as a matana, and I have faith in you, you'll provide the service, and you can use it for what you need to use it for. Very bizarre. Normally, it's one or the other. When a person gives a deposit, there's a contract. Right. Either it's refundable or it's not refundable. Here we have business, we have a business where you go and you have a contractor, you have a plumber, and he wants a deposit, and you give the plumber the deposit, and you say to the plumber, if you don't provide the service, then I want you to give me the money back. But in the event you're not going to come here for a week, and in the event you have some emergency, so you know what? Then I give you permission to take the money and keep it for yourself, and then it'll become, and then if you don't provide me the service, no, it's my loss, it's not refundable. You ever hear such a thing in business? You've never heard something like
that
in business.
Not that makes a difference, is it me'achshav or me'afreya? I don't know if that makes a difference, really.
No, so what is it me'achshav?
Me'afreya, it doesn't, probably doesn't make a difference.
What do you mean? No, it's me'achshav.
When she makes the mishicha, right.
It doesn't make a difference. Right. So if she decides that she needs to live, that's exactly the case of it. The woman will be here, she got this animal. The animal is not really hers. But now she has a need to bring her carbon. Oh, I need to bring the carbon, so I'm taking the animal and I'm going to bring it to the base. I mean, that's just going to become mine, and it's going to be a kosher carbon, and now it's not going to be a refundable service. And then what happens? He then is bala. She provides the service. So you might say that this is the chiddush. You might say that since ultimately, at the end of the day, she did provide the service, she was faithful to her the condition, and even though she jumped the gun, and in the meantime she took the animal, she brought to the base, which is the carbon, Since the end of the day, she provided the service, so we can say that really she never really acquired it until after the service was provided, because that was the ideal. The ideal condition was the man said, "I don't want you to really own it until you provide me a service." And the end of the day was she did provide the service. So when she provided the service, we should say retroactively.
You don't go backwards for Esnan Zayin. The only question would be whether she was marked with something that belonged to her or not. That's all.
So,
going backwards. Once it's not
Esnan, this is the chish. Even in such a case, we consider it to be 100% hers, and we do not say that retroactively, since she did indeed provide the service. She provided the service, so therefore it should be chal lemafreya as an esnan zayna, and then the korban that she brought was invalid, and she would be required to bring a new korban because the korban was no good. We don't say that. We say that since I did give you permission to take it for yourself, and I would not have the power, I would be powerless to demand a refund. So we say, if Shitaka took it for herself, it works. It's hers. If it's hers, it's a kosher carbon. And we do not say that since ultimately she did provide the service, we should now say, all right, listen, made the condition, but since she provided the service, we should go retroactively.
And if she didn't provide the service, she would not have to give it back.
For sure not. If she would not provide the service, for sure it was hers.
What if he says, I'm giving it to you as a loan, and if you want to use it, you'll have to pay me back another one.
No, it's not a loan. It's not a loan. If it will be a loan, milvilo hitzad nitna, it's for sure a good kosher karma.
No problem.
If he gives her to as a loan, it's for sure good. Milvilo hitzad nitna. It's a deposit. It's collateral. It's collateral for a service with very funny conditions. A very, very strange case. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Now the Gemara has a side issue. We're going off on a tangent now. It's a side issue. Now the case over here is what happened when the woman went and she actually brought the Beis HaMikdash. She was makdash it, and she offered it on the Mizbeach. It's gone. It's been consumed on the fires of the Mizbeach. So there's nothing left.
By the way, what's about the Tzvi Shtel Teshvias?
We'll get there yet. Let's first switch on the Tzvi, then we'll come back. Barav Hoshaya, let's say she did not go so far to actually bring it on the Mizbeach.
Kadma.
She went forward. Vihikdishatu. She just sanctified it. But she did not yet offer it.
It's not hers.
Oh, so the question over here is, so Mahu cave on the Amar, since Mahu said, Amirasa Ligavod, the question, what was the Shalom here is, is it refundable? Let's say, she says to the man, you know what? I'm not going to provide the service. So the man says, Ebaze, you're not going to provide the service. And the animal is still to give it back to me. So if she already offered it as a carbon, it's a smoke.
Late.
It's too late. Because that was the condition.
So
she did not yet bring it on the Mizbeach.
She was makdish it.
So the question is, maybe when the man made a condition and said that I give it to you for keeps, you can do with it whatever you want, if you talk and never need to do so, that's only chal if she does a maisa to the animal. But if she just dibur bi'alma, she says, I want this animal to be a korban. And she does not yet go forward and take it and give it and offer it, slaughter it, and bring the blood on the Mizbeach. So maybe since the only thing that she did was she used the dibur is weak, it's weak, and it's not chal, it's still going to be considered the property of the man. And now when she says, I will not provide a service, he has the power to take it back, and it never, the kedusha that she attempted to put upon it never was chal.
Okay.
Only when you do a maisa, not when it's just going to be a dibur. So, boy, I have hoishayo, kad bevikti vihigdi shatu mahu, kevon the amamar. Ami rosa, the rakim, missi rosa, lehegit, command the akrifte, the ami. It's like he was makdash, the way we go say kash, the mia called mahash, the mia hokoi. Oh, but the bottom line over here is the animal is still in existence, it has not been transferred to another authority, has not been sacrificed. Therefore, the isa be'ene, it's you can touch it, and the meila, the halach is the man can demand it back, and it's not the kedusha that she attempted to put upon it was not chal. Frak the gemara, well, I know the end. You have to. What kind of shaila is this? The tifshul b'Rabbi Eliezer, the one who we just quoted above, who taught us this halach, read the words. Read the word. What did he say? The Amar of Lazar, the Amar of Lazar, Shakadma Vehik we vasoi. In his halacha, what did he say? That she went forward and she offered it as a sacrifice. The word of Vikri Vasoi is precise. That implies only when it's been actually slaughtered and burnt on the Mizbeach. Davka Hikri Vasoi, Aval Hik Di Shasoi, but designation to the Meiloi. So therefore, the Meilo, the man can't demand the back. In other words, that's not a raya. The Rebbe Eliezer Gufakon Meboile, the Shiler of Hoshaya, he was coming to exactly ask when Rebbe Eliezer says Hikri Vasoi, was he precise? Was he precise or he was lav davka? Hizoru chachomim b'divreichem.
That was a maisa.
You got to be very clear what you mean to go say. My mev shapshid leil rabbi yezer hidayad hakrivasay davka davka hakrava avol hakdishasay loy doha isa b'shas pia. I dim we will say hakrivasay pshita loy. V'kdishasay misafka loy. No, in echlam rabbi yezer himself did not know. Rabbi yezer himself did not know, was uncertain. Okay, rabbi yezer, he only said the case of hakrivasay. Not that it was poshut that hektish is no good. He had a suffix when it came, so therefore he only said what's clear to him. But the case of hektish, have a dilemma.
There's no diyuk.
No diyuk. So therefore, this question shall remain tishbi yitaritz kushis yabayis
till tomorrow.
Until hinenoch yishloch esel yonah lifnei yoyim b'Hashem. After Shabbos, we're going to know the answer. Elyonah is going to come and tell us the answer to this question. Now, how does this go back to? Now we have to finally come back and go back to the case of Shvius. Right, the Gemara brought down the sugya only to shtel two to Shvius. What's going to Shvius? Shvius. What was the shail of Shvius? A person borrows Shvius from an ani in the year of Shemitah, and then he pays back the ani in the eighth year.
Cash.
So what? Cash. So what was the dilemma? When the ani gets the money in the eighth year, the money lechor is chilufei Shvius. And what is the law when it comes to chilufei Shvius? Chilufei Shvius has the same sanctity as Shvius. Now that it's the eighth year, it's long, long past the Zman Bior of the Shvius. So what do you do with the money? The money should go in the garbage. The law is just like Perish Shvius have to be disposed of before the Zman Bior. Likewise, Chilufei Perish Shvius, cash,
right,
that is the exchange of Shvius, has to be consumed before the Zman Bior. The money is now being paid back for a loan of Perish Shvius long, long after the Zman Bior. So the money is also behanah. So we have a raya, no. The money is muta behana. It's no different than the case of Esnan Zoyna. What's the case of Esnan Zoyna? When the man is ba upon the isha, and after he's ba upon the isha, he gives her an animal. So what does halacha say in the Braisa? That was really the second part of the Braisa. And the Gemara's maskana, the second part of the Braisa was Esther Muta Nosan law. He gives her. The case was where she provides the service. That came out from the sugya that if she provides a service, so what's the halacha? He has an obligation to reciprocate. The man making condition. You provide a service and I'll pay for it. So normally the correct way to do this is that he gives the money in advance, like Yehuda and Tamar. Tamar demanded the Esnan in advance. What happens if the money is not provided in advance? The service is first provided. And now the Balabayis, now she comes to be Toivea, give me payment for my service. So what did we learn in the Braisa? If he gives her an animal, the animal is mutter. Why is it mutter? The animal was given in exchange for an Avera. If it's given in exchange for Avera, this should be called an Esnan Zoyna, and it should be usher to go on the Mizbeach. The answer is, since it was given after, was given, it was not designated, it was abstract. Give me a service. I have an abstract obligation to pay you back. I owe you. What do I owe you? I can give you money, I can give you whatever I want. And now I choose to give you an animal. It's too little, too late. The only time an Esnan animal is forbidden to go on the Mizbeach is when the animal is in front of us. Here is the animal. And then the Avera is done. So that's chiluf shvius. You buy a pair of shvius. A person has in their possession commercial business. It is only forbidden to do with perishvias commercial business, to go to the market, to go sell it online. But if you come to your next door neighbor and say, listen, I'm baking a cake today, I need some flour, I need the flour, you know, I'll pay for it, I'll give you $10, give me the flour. So the money is here, the cash is here, the flour is here, so the money is chiluf shvius. Here is the cash, here is the pair of shvius, let's exchange. I give you the money, you give me the flour. That is a classic case of chiluf shvius. Just like the flour has to be consumed before the zman beer, the money has to be consumed before the zman beer. But let's say you say to your next door neighbor, do me a toiva, I need flour, my bank account is zero. I don't have a penny to my name. I'll pay you back next week, next month, whatever it is. So then, when I have an abstract, I take the pair of shvius, I owe you. The money's not here.
Right.
It's the obligation. Obligation is not tangible. And now I come to fulfill my pledge, my duty. So when you're giving the money after the pair of shvius no longer present, that exchange, the money does not have the kiddush of shvius, and that money can be put in the bank, and there's no prohibition of zman bir. Just like esnan zayna, if the man gives, here's the animal, and now provide the service. The animal is present, the service is present, the prohibition is chal on the animal may not go on the mizbeach. The man says, I don't have anything to offer you now, wait until I get my paycheck in a month from now. Provide the service. She provides the service. He now has an obligation to pay her. A month later, he gives her the animal. Too little, too late. The animal is mutter. She can take the animal and go on the mizbeach. They're exactly the same.
Albeit that we're dealing with a different scenario. What takes the parish shvius to turn it into iser? When he first got the parish shvius, there was no iser in the parish shvius.
There is an iser in the parish shvius. What are you talking about?
There was not like the animal was still eating in the
field. It doesn't matter. This kedusha. That's not the question of it has sanctity. That's a hechatimsa. That's a hechatimsa. The question is there kedusha? The Zman Bir is a Hechatimsa, that just shows, that's an example of it, to show this Kedusha. If it has Kedusha, there are consequences. But when you go and you give money in exchange for a pair of Shvius, does the money have Kedusha, yes or no? It depends. If the money is here at the time of the exchange, it does. If the money is not here, then it does not. Where do you find a Makar for this Halacha? A Makar for the Halacha is stand by, Estan Zayna. If the animal is here, it's Chalaf Natna. Okay, now we go to the next one. Next one is now. Just then when you thought you're safe, you're not. More esnan zayna. Ba'alecha. Okay, second Y line. Ba'alecha. Let's say he's ba'alecha. Now we're going to part two, right? Now we're going to part two of the Braisa. Ba'alecha. He was ba'alecha. B'achakach nasan lasan. That's really the case that we need for the case of Shias. Now, in fact, they went, really? I'm going to show that it's not like that. Where
does that 3 years come from?
I don't know why that's 3 years. Good question. Why not more than 3 years? I do not know the answer.
Why not
good
2 years? I don't know.
Because maybe the animal is not fit. Maybe because an animal is only fit for the first 3 years to be run on Mizbeach. Okay? So maybe there's a 3-year limit on an animal. An animal can't be too old. It's a zaken. You can't bring a zaken in a zoom. You can't bring an animal.
She brings it to the
Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, it's usher. But if it was more than 3 years, it anyway would not be accepted because the animal more than 3 years old is not accepted. It's too old. But let's see. That's not our point. I feel like Yashal Shem is also usher. Amar not have a kash. Amar Bitzam Yitzchak. Amar Avchista. Yekasha Kan. Do Amar Hisbaali Libit Lazeh. Same answer. If when he says, so he designates here, here's the animal. You see the animal? I'm not giving it to you now. You're not getting it. You are not getting it. I am just putting it in escrow. But I'm riding on the animal that this animal is payment for the service of Esnan Zayna. The service was provided, and he does not take it out of escrow. It's locked. Right, escrow, it's locked up. You have to go through all the legal issues to release it. So it's not, but doesn't matter.
But
the fact that it's been designated, even if she does not get it for 3 years, it's when she ultimately gets it, it's going to be also on the mizbeach. But let's say he never told her anything. He says, do the service. And eventually I'll pay you something. So then it's totally abstract because he never designated a specific animal. The point is it must be designated at the time of the Aveira. Then we say that the prohibition is chal upon them. But if it's not been designated, it's not.
So it's pshita. The first file is pashut.
Right. That's in 3 years. Right. And our Gemara.
No, that's always osa, no?
B'tlazeh is going to be osa. And our Gemara, what our Brisa say, our Brisa says that he's Boleha, and he gives it to her later on, it's mutter, she can take the animal, and she can bring the animal as a korban. That's going when he did not designate the animal at the time of the Avera. When the Avera was done, the animal was not yet designated.
So why don't we give this answer before? We could have given this answer before.
No, this is the second part of the verse. The second
when we had the conscience before, we could have given this answer also, no?
No. What do you mean? What do you mean?
We had to come on to the one where he said that if you're going to need it, if you're going to need it.
No, there were two parts of the Braisa. Right. You go back.
Right.
You
so now, now in the second part.
The second part of the Braisa. Right. The Gemara revised, right. Second part of the Braisa, it's mutter. A right. Man is Bo'alecho, he gives right. her the, he's Bo'alecho, right. And then he gives her the animal. It says in the Braisa that it's mutter. Stira, we learned that it's also, and he gives it to later on, and for the Gemara, when it's going to be also. When is it going to be also?
Right,
it's going to be also when it's going to be also. Now, the Gemara says, Chod Yom Allah Vesvaldi B'tlazeh. Wait a minute, it doesn't matter. The Gemara is still not satisfied because if the man says to the woman, and he gives designation, he designates it, so what? Just because he designated it, it's still not hers. It's an escrow. Anytime it's an escrow, it's not been designated, so it's not hers. If it's not hers, then it cannot be chal the prohibition of esnan zeh. It cannot be chal upon the animal.
My hobby. Why is this dumb about frail? Let's see.
No, if the animal is not hers, if he did not give it to her, he gave a deposit. How does he give a deposit in the regular world? You don't put an escrow. When you go give a deposit, you give it to the person. You give it to the plumber. I'm not going to do the work until you give me a deposit. So I give you the deposit. Here's the money. So it's in his possession. So then the question, so it's in his possession, but it's not yet 100% his because it's refundable. It's refundable, right? But it's in his possession. And then when the service is provided, the nela, it's chal upon the money. So that's very good and fine when you give it to the person. But in this case, you're telling me the case going, well, he never really gave it to her. He never gave it to her. The animal is in the possession of the baal, of the man.
How do you know he's going to give it to her?
Because that's the answer. Because if he gave it to her, it's going to be it's too poshut.
That's the other case.
It's too poshut.
That's the other case.
If he already gave it to her, then it's too poshut.
That's the first
my first case. Yeah. Hassan, we did not give it to her. He did not. And yet, even though he did not give it to her, it's saying here in the Braisa, if he designated it, it's good enough, it's going to be usher. Frag the Gemara, designation is not enough. Designation is still abstract. And if it's abstract, then the esnan should be mutter. So, frag the Gemara, so just because my havicha mechus mashicha is mechus mashicha, and therefore she did not yet take it to possession. So therefore it's not yet legally hers. So the Gemara says a very important yisoid, and now yisoid bezayna oivedes chicham doikanya b'mashicha. Okay, this is sugyas of where is it? Bar Mitzia. A Jew is koine property metaltlin how? Mashicha. How do you acquire, how does one Jew acquire an object from his fellow Jew? By giving money? No such thing. Because Shema Yisrifu Chitecha Be'aliyah. There's a constant, maybe there's a whole principle of why we don't do that. The only way you can acquire property from your friend to the point where it's not refundable is so when you...
Talking about Tarko or
Metaltalin? Metaltalin. If I want to go buy from you this tissue box, I can pay you $1 million. It's not mine. I can come back to you the next day and say, I want my money back. I want my money back because I never acquired it. The only way the deal is final is when I pick it up. Hagba, or I pull it, Mashicha, I
you
pull it.
You need both picking it up and
no,
paying?
No, you do not. You do not. Mashicha, do you need to pay money? Yeah, do you use Mashicha without Kesef enough? I do Mashicha. I think it is. I owe you the money.
It is. Because if the money that he said, I have an aliyah over there, and that gets burnt once you do Mashicha.
That's why it doesn't work. The reason why, and I really mean that Torah, really, by giving you money, it's really mine. The only reason why Chazal said, if I give you money, it's not going to be is because of what's going to happen. I'm going to give you the money, and I'll take delivery tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll take the liver. Tomorrow I'm going to send my truck. My workers will pick it up. In the middle of the night, your factory, there's a fire. And you get a call. And they say, you know, there's a fire in your factory. And all the tissue boxes are burning. So what are you going to say? Ha, ha, ha. It's not mine anymore. The guy gave me $1 million. The guy gave me the money for all my tissues. So it's not mine anymore. So let it burn. It's not my problem anymore. You go back to sleep. So Chazal were not happy with that attitude. So what did they say? They told you, who owned the factory, the tissue boxes, even though I gave you $1 million, until I take delivery, it's not called mine. And if it burns down in your facility, in your storage facility, tomorrow I can come back and say, where are the tissues? Oh, they're gone? Okay, give me back the money. Give me back the $1 million. So therefore, you can have an incentive to go in the middle of the night to put out the fire so that I will be able tomorrow to retrieve the boxes. So that's a takanas chazal. But mikra adin, when I give you the money, already it's mine, even though it's still in your possession. Chazal or oiker, that halacha, and this is the only way that a Jew acquires the property from one from below, is only when I take possession. When I take possession.
Does she mean taking possession? Or yes. Just touching it, pulling it, whatever?
It means pulling it. You don't have to mamish, it means pulling.
Doesn't mean you have to take it home with you.
Right. But you have to do something.
So then you're back with the same problem. What happens if it burns down?
Chazal did not go that far. Normally, when you do Mashiach, you normally 90% of the time you're putting anything into your possession. You're taking the liver. That's what Mashiach normally means. So therefore, now that's true when it comes to a Jew. So that's the worst kasha. The woman over here, when the man says to the woman, I'll provide a service and I'll give you one of my animals. I'll give you this animal. The woman does not yet own that animal. It's not in her possession because she never did Mashiach. So that's why the Gemara says it's not going to work. It's not called an Estan Zayna. She'll provide the service. He'll give her the animal later on, even though he already designated this specific animal. The fact that she never did Mashiach before the service, it was never in her possession that it should be Chal Estan Zayna. So it's not going to work. The halacha will be that it's mutter, not like it said over here that it's going to be aser. So the Gemara says you're right. We're not dealing with a Zayna who's a Yid. We're dealing with a Zayna who's a guy. And the halach is when it comes to buying proper metalton from a guy, kesef works. If I give a guy money to buy something, automatically it's mine no matter where it is.
Buying it from the guy.
Yes. Or a guy buys from a Jew. Whenever a transaction takes place between a Jew and a guy, the way you acquire ownership to the point where it is, it is
in reverse. And the Chachamim were not Geyser in that case?
No, they were not Geyser.
Why weren't they worried about this whole thing that we just said?
That's a Taksugi of Mesach Bamitzia. They were not Geyser in the case of a guy. A guy and a Yid, when a guy and a Yid do business, they don't want to do business with a guy. That's why they don't do with a guy. When a guy and a Yid do business, it falls on the Din Torah, Kesef. Kesef works. So now we understand the case here. The case is where a man says to a non-Jewish Zoyna, he says to her, provide a service. And if you provide the service, the animal in my possession, in my home, will be yours. So she does not need to take possession. Because when she provides the service, that's the equivalent of giving him money. And when she gives him money, automatically at that moment in time, she acquires the animal no matter where it is. So now when the service has been provided, she takes this animal, he then delivers it to her afterwards, and she takes down from the Beis HaMikdash. A guy, you can't bring a carbon oil, no question about it.
Not going to work. Also.
So the Beis HaMikdash, they ask this non-Jewish woman, oh, you're very nice, you want to bring a carbon to Hashem, you're a non-Jew, and you want to bring a carbon, we accept carbonus from non-Jews, carbon oil. Just please tell us, give us the history, where did you get this animal from? Do you own the animal? Yes. How did you come about to own this animal? I provided, I'm a service provider. What kind of service provider?
I am an Esnan Zayna service provider.
Since I'm sorry if that's the case, even if the animal was not in your possession, when you provided the service, if it has been designated to be yours, that's good enough. It's considered ready to be yours.
So a guy can bring any carbon? Oil, chattas, whatever?
No, only a carbon oil. A guy can only bring a carbon oil. Because there is a cost, not for now. There's a whole sugi itself, not only a carbon oil. So therefore, that's called Esnan Zayna. That's ants number one. Ants number two. Vibayisema le'olam b'zayna Yisrael. But by the way, what do you see over here? You see over there, Chagav. You see over here, Yisrael. Not everyone knows this Yisrael. Go to guy on the street. The next guy you see on the street, ask him a question: is an esnan zayna also by a non-Jew? Does it also apply to a situation of a non-Jew when a man gives an animal to a non-Jewish woman and she now wants to take that animal and bring it as a carbon supply? I never thought about it. Maybe not. I never thought. Because the average person, the Esdam, Esnan zone applies between Jews. When a Jewish man gives an animal to a Jewish woman, right? That's, I think, the average. That's the way we think. What would the halacha be when a man gives an Esnan to a Goya? Would she be allowed to be in the mizbeach? I don't know. You see, the Ferish in the Gemara, the laws of Esnan Zayim apply to non-Jews as well. In other words, when it's a non-Jew, it's more common because then even if there's been designation and the animal is not in the possession of the woman, it's still going to become Aser. That's ants number one. You say ants number two is the Almat HaLevi Yizani Yisraelis. The MS, when it's Yizani Yisraelis, we're going to call it the Chatzera. The case where the man delivered it. The man Taka delivered it. He put the animal in her courtyard, so she's acquired it. In fact, what are you talking about? If she's acquired it, it's simplistic. If the case going, he was boleh, and the acharkach nosan la, after he put in the courtyard, the words don't make any sense then. It says in the Braisa, he was boleh, the acharkach nosan la. If he put the animal in her courtyard before he was in her courtyard, before he was ba, then the words are not true. These words are false. It can't possibly be. The acharkach nosan la. Hakan yula. She already gave it to her in advance. Acharkach doesn't make sense.
Well, nosan la could mean hand into her hand rather than just dumping the chatzer.
No, chatzera shel adam is their hand. It's a zelbazach. It's your shus. The Gemara Tzricha, the Shavi, and the Halei Apaitiki, and the Chanami. He never gave it to her. He put it in her courtyard, but he told her, I'm putting it in your courtyard, I'm not saying you don't acquire it. The only time a person's courtyard acquires property is only when you have das. I want your courtyard to acquire, but if I go, I come into your house, and I come with an umbrella, I put on the coat, right? I come in, I take off my coat. So the guy's, okay, bye. Oh, can I have my coat, please? Sorry, buddy. It's my house. When you took off your coat, my courtyard has acquired your coat. So go over in the cold. It's ridiculous.
So who's the one that has to have the kabbana? The one that's putting
Noisein.
It? The one that's putting
Noisein,
it in the chassid.
Exactly. So the
what about the makabel?
Makabel, no.
What if he says,
no.
I don't want it.
As long as you have negative kavan, it works. But no kavan, it works. Stama zayah. So therefore, in the case of going with the noisin, the man he put, it's somewhere in nishti nishtahar. The animal is in her courtyard. But it's not hers. Because he explicitly said, I'm not giving it to you yet. I'm putting it in your courtyard, but it's not yours. It's not yours. And what happens? So what's the pshat then? Why then is it going to be asur? The shavi and Allah apaytiki, that this is going to be the payment. The amalah, and he tells her, and he makes over here, apaytihekoi, that in the event that you provide the service, then this animal will be payment. It's designated. But here the Gemara makes a very unusual condition, which makes the Gemara very complex. The amalah, im, and he tells her the following tonight. Okay, very, 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 very bizarre how deep we go into conditions over here in the staff. The Amalah im, I seen the lich and the zuze. I really would prefer that this little animal should be mine. I really, because I have an affinity to this animal.
Like a mashkin.
I like this animal. It's my teddy bear. I really want this animal back. I have no choice. I have nothing else to give you but the animal. So you know what? I'm going to put the animal in your courtyard. But let me tell you the condition. If I strike it rich and I come up with the cash, by the time I do the Avera, if I come up with the cash from today until this date, this specific time, mutov, then the money will be payment for the service, and I get to take the animal back, meaning the animal was never yours to begin with.
It's like a mashkin.
Right, exactly. V'loy. And if not, if I don't come and bring you the money by this particular date and time, then shakle be'es nonech, take it as the estan. So then what happens? The end of the day is he does not. He does not fulfill the tanai. He does not show up.
He doesn't show up with the money.
He does not show up with the money. Therefore, retroactively, the estan belongs to the woman. So in this case, the halacha is, it's an estan zayna, because it was one of the rishos. And that's a chiddush. That's because the chiddush is that we go lemafreya.
Is this still talking about that the Nisan specifically said that you're not kaina?
Yes. You're not kaina now. It's conditional. He says to her that your acquisition is conditional. In the event.
So you're only kaina it later.
Retroactively. You kaina it later retroactively. If I do not fulfill the condition.
And if it wouldn't work retroactively, then it wouldn't be an Esnan Zayna.
Then it would not be Esnan Zayna. Correct. It would not be Esnan Zayna. And that's the chiddush over here that we do say retroactive prohibition. That is exactly the point of the Bryce. The point of the Bryce is when he puts in a Rishus and he makes this condition that it should be retroactive.
I don't know why it would be retroactive. Why would it be retroactive?
That's the chiddush.
He's saying he doesn't want you to be kanya now, and he's saying that it's conditional upon me not bringing money, and it still works retroactively. Yeah, I don't see why.
That's the chiddush. Exactly, because the woman wants security. The woman's not generally when in the world of business, you don't provide services until you have a deposit. At least in laws of Esnan Zayna. Maybe now when it comes to other services, I don't know, that's not necessarily true. When it comes to most services, normally the rule is you provide a service and then you get paid. That's really the other way around. Pilum, you provide a service, then you get paid. When it comes to Esnan, that's why it's so complex. Esnan Zayna has a life to itself. A woman demands payment in advance. It's an interesting insight. Therefore, he gives her to her courtyard, and therefore I want it to be mine retroactively, but I'm willing to make it tonight that if you want to bring me cash until in a later point in time, I'll take the cash. And then we'll say retroactively it was never mine. But in the event you do not provide cash by this specific date and time, then retroactively the animal was mine because it was my courtyard. The mela, when the maisa was done, we now say retroactively was chal upon the animal the prohibition, and the animal cannot be offered as a korban on the mizbeach. That's a chiddush. That's not the normal case. Those whole zeal of retroactive, that it should go retroactively is a chiddush.
It only works like that by Esnan Zayna.
Only by Esnan Zayna. But this is the case of Esnan Zayna to answer the question why it works. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Okay, now we have a very strong kash that's not so simple. This is a very, very gishmak gemara here. I'm Adam Lachamadav Ulapayla Vluchu Vichlu Bedino Zeh. I want you to go. He's paying workers. He goes and he says to his donkey drivers.
This is your shvius?
In the year, no. Now, we'll see three examples. Now, this is a complex case. Let's go quickly on time. You say to your donkey drivers, all the public workers, balabais, to his donkey drivers. A donkey driver. You tell them ulupayalaf, or you say to your worker, ulukhu v'ichlu b'dinu zeh. You say here's a coin. Here is a dollar. Go buy yourself some lunch. Go buy a slice of pizza. It costs $2.50 to $3.50 to buy a slice of pizza today. So go and tell your worker. Go out and here's some money. Go buy yourself a slice of pizza. How are you going to do this? If you know the work over here is either Am Haaretz or Goy, and all over the place there are people who are selling tarfos, they're selling non-kosher food, or they're selling food the maaser has not been given, or they're selling yayin nesech, or they're selling shviyas. If you give money to a worker who's not religious, and the worker takes that money, he may very well go and buy fruit.
What do you mean? So when you pay a worker, you're not going to follow him around to see what he buys?
Very good. Exactly. So why not? Maybe you should be responsible. Maybe when you give money to a worker...
Well, the world can't be like that. Then you can't pay anybody anything.
Ain't achinam. You're right. But that's the Gemara saying. You're allowed to. It's
so looking for ways to get out of paying.
It's exactly the Gemara. The Gemara just uses this as a hadamah to the next halacha, to what it's about to say, the fish is about to say, which is very, very important. You say, here's money. Here's your money. Here's a dollar. You don't have to follow him around. You're not responsible. It's none of your business. He takes the money. He can do anything that he wants. It's not your problem. But let's say you go to tell a worker, you know what? Go to a store. Go to any store you want. Everyone knows me. I'm such a nice guy. Everyone knows me. Everyone loves me. Go to any store you want. Buy whatever you want. And tell them, send me the bill. Send me the bill. I'll pay the bill. Everyone trusts me. Everyone trusts me. I'll pay the bill. I'll pay the bill. So now you're in trouble. Because now the worker is going to go. He'll go to the store where they sell tevel. Well, they don't have shoes and maishes. He's going to eat. Say, I want some tevel. I want some of this fruit, which is tevel. And who's going to pay for it? I'm paying for it. So when I'm going to go and give the money, for what the person wants, the money that I now am going to give is money that's asa b'hanah. Because the money is, let's say, goes to buy shvius. By the time I get around to paying to paying the bill, it will be after the Zman Bior. And if it's after the Zman Bior, then when I give the money to the store, they will have in their possession money that's worthless. Monopoly money. Because that money has to be destroyed since that money, my worker went, he went to a store where they sell Shvius. And he told the store, send me the bill. So when they send me the bill, so he bought Shvius.
So if you pay him before his Zman Bior, then it's okay.
I'm out of the picture. I'm out of the picture. No, it's Zman Bior. If I give him cash, I'm out of the picture.
You said something about Zman Bior.
But now I tell him, you go do whatever you want. So what will he do? He'll go to a store where they sell Shvius. And I'm paying the bill. And they say, send the bill to me. So the Gemara here is saying, this price says we have to clarify, there's a lot of details in this halacha, they're saying that when he takes the payer immediately, at that moment in time, the money in my bank account corresponding to the amount of food that the worker took is an exchange for payer shvius. He's taking payer shvius for $10. That means in my bank account, $10 has the status as chilufei shvius.
And then the problem is that
now what is chilufei shvius? That's chilufei shvius. So now, a year from now, I finally get around to paying the bill, and I give the $10 to the store. But if the $10 has chilufei shvius, it has to be consumed before the zman bior. A year later, it's past the zman of bior.
So that wouldn't apply to yayin nesach.
Yayin nesach is even worse. Yayin nesach, the one you give the money to, it's us, exactly, always us. And Meiser is also us.
So
this goes back, this is the kasha in the beginning of the Gemara. This is kasha, I've got to tell you, this kasha is going back to the beginning of the Gemara. So when it comes to the aniyim, right. I'm borrowing money from the aniyim, I'm paying back in the 8th year. It's mutter. It's also.
Tomorrow night might be a little rough.
What?
No.
Tomorrow night.
Could be a foot.
Whatever will be, will be.